Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And wisdom with all the...
Welcome to Bink at Night, man. We're on a roll.
This is All-Star break.
Just an absolute roll. Two guys in a brewery tonight. Got Windshift Brewing in Blue Springs as I talk about local breweries with Jason Nivens at The Rock coming your direction at 7:30, but tons of Chiefs talk, of course. That's what I do. Mix in a little ball. This is the slowest day in the sports world. There's nothing going on, except for the ESPYs. If you want to call that a sport, call that a sport. It's not a sport, but call it a sport if you want to call it a sport. But so many things going on.
Why would you call an award show a sport?
It's the only sport going on, and that's like sports.
That's not
people.
A sport.
It's not a sport. I'm just saying.
Sports-related item.
It's sports-related, but it itself is not a sport.
We got Astros and Rangers tomorrow. But anyway, I'm Jay Binkley. I'm with Pete Sweeney.
What's up?
As usual, editor-in-chief, arrowheadpride.com. Shout out, Big Pete. And, of course, Chris Unocero producing the operation.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I need to put the red carpet show on. Or maybe I do already have it, because we got to see what Mahomes is wearing, because people will care about this. Not that I do, because I don't like the ESPYs, and I've told you that.
There he is right there.
Yeah, he's on TV. Well, look at his kick. What is he wearing?
If you turn to...
What the bleep is he wearing? He's on ESPN. It's on regular ESPN.
ESPN.
No, it's regular ESPN.
Oh, is it the regular
one? He is embarrassing us already. What is he doing with these damn shoes?
He's got some kind of gray suit on.
Those shoes, though. They keep showing these. They're blue with red dots. These are ugly. Patrick Mahomes. Are you embarrassing? It is 6 o'clock on a Wednesday. Why are you embarrassing us with these shoes?
Yeah, you know what? He can do whatever the hell he wants.
No,
I'll be honest with you.
No.
The ESPYs are tonight.
Can't do that.
Mahomes is up for two awards. We'll get into this.
Chris, I got to tell
actually
you.
Actually, later.
And this is the honest truth. I'm not a fan of those shoes, but anyone in Kansas City will tell you he can wear whatever.
No, he can't.
Literally, he can.
Yes, he can.
He wore shorts to the NASCAR event.
I criticized him for wearing them damn shorts in that cutoff jersey. I was his big detractor for wearing those damn shorts.
He can do what the hell he wants.
I don't think. Oh, John Cena and Anthony Sherman are the only people that could wear shorts. He's not allowed to wear shorts.
A franchise quarterback in this town, which the quarterback is the most important.
You don't get to do all. You don't get to do everything
in the city. It's the most important position in professional sports.
You're representing the city. You need to act like you need to represent us with style and
class.
He does.
Carrington Harrison, here's your car keys that you left. I knew you'd be back in. Oh, Carrington, man, blowing up, man. USA Today, ESPN.
He's in a limo. He's got a limo.
Carrington Harrison. He forgets his
limo
keys.
Just pulls up.
They're waiting on him outside. They're honking the horn right now.
Great job by those guys.
Crazy night for Chiefs fans. We got the franchise on one channel, the ESPYs on another. Patrick Mahomes and the shoes Chris doesn't like should walk up the stage twice tonight to take home the best NFL player and probably the best male athlete in the country, in all of sports, as far as America goes, should walk home with two ESPYs tonight. So big night when it comes to some Chiefs. Again, not on the field, as you said, not really anything going on the field in America, but off the field, a big night for Chiefs and their fan base, and of course, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he's really Sutton of his career. And I go back, Lee Steinberg, his agent that comes on from time to time. And one thing we always talk about, because I always think it's such a good plan, the way they did Patrick Mahomes, the way they kind of slow played the endorsements.
Yeah.
You let him be good first. You let him prove himself first. You let him prove himself in the locker room. You don't want it to be a turnoff for the other guys. You don't want to start taking a bunch of endorsements before you've done anything. You know, his rookie year, if he's behind Alex Smith and all of a sudden he's doing Oakley and all these other things, there's other guys in that locker room would be like, hey, man, you haven't done anything. But he goes out and is an MVP. Now he can do whatever the hell he wants.
I got a word for you. It's almost a little eerie just how often he makes the right off-the-field decision. He says all the right things. He's done all the right things since he's gotten into the league. Yeah, he's had a couple interceptions, in that Rams game. He had a couple turnovers. So everyone makes mistakes on the field. But off the field, it's like a perfect career so far. And even when he's asked about his early success, credits Alex Smith. Doesn't even need to mention Alex Smith's name. Always gives the credit to his teammates. He defended that awful defense last year. Just everything you'd want in a quarterback, it is Patrick Mahomes.
He is, and we see other mistakes being made. You know, the whole Duke Johnson fiasco with Mayfield. You know, it's Mayfield's team, and he comments about Duke Johnson, you know, he wanted to be traded and all this. That's not good. I mean, that doesn't win you any favors in the locker room with the veteran players when you're criticizing. But they've had the right plan, and I think the Chiefs, in a way, are trendsetters.
It's official. Patrick Mahomes, best NFL player. And he also won the award for worst shoes.
He won it right now in the pre-show?
Yeah, they just gave him the trophy and put the thing up and said best NFL player. They're spoiling the award.
Wait a minute.
They've been spoiling the award.
He just got an award during
the
pre-show?
Yeah, they just gave it to him. They just gave him the trophy right here on the red carpet. Unless I'm crazy, I saw best NFL player under his name, and they just handed him an ESPY Awards trophy.
What's going on with this award?
They've been spoiling the awards since in the last hour.
Were they just doing that because that's what they say?
No, they're spoiling it.
Here's what's dumb about him being nominated for two awards. If he's nominated for best male athlete, right? And the other guys in best NFL player aren't up for best male athlete.
Go
then
home.
He's the best NFL player.
Go on home.
So I guess they got it out of the way and said, okay, here you go. And now there's still some kind of question of who the best male athlete is going to be. I think everyone knows it's going to Patrick Mahomes.
It just shortens the thing down. Go ahead and just give him all the awards. Say he's so good, he gets the awards before he even does award shows. Wouldn't that be kind of like that Dos Equis most interesting man in the world?
Well, they gave other people awards, too.
Wouldn't that be kind of the most interesting man in the world type stuff? He gets awards before the award show even starts. They just hand it to him on his way.
They just don't have the award show.
You're saying it's kind of like a Chuck Norris type of joke. Yeah.
The most important quarterback in the world. He gets awards before he's in award shows.
If he was that cool, they just wouldn't have the show.
No, the ESPYs don't exist. They
would just send him the trophy every year in his mail. Yeah.
They just come to his house and get his trophy. That's Patrick Mahomes.
They would just FedEx him the trophy every year.
I don't even see any tweets so far from ESPN or anything. What a weird way to give him the best NFL player.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that in the most popular sport in America by far, that they would wait for the award show for that. Even if you
the award show that they are holding on their network.
But the NFL's dumb the way they do it. You know how they do the postseason awards?
Yeah, there's right,
they have a nice show.
Yeah,
they put it on. They already know who's won.
They put it on NFL at ESPN.
There's no
2018 MVP, ESPY's best NFL players, Patrick Mahomes.
Their skills contest.
What a
done
silly way
to do
it. I mean, it's an award show. You're going to do what it is. It is what it is. I'm not going to get too upset about it. But that is so silly to do. Even if you lead the show off with it, at least put it on the main show. There are people in Kansas City probably like waiting for that announcement, and they're going to turn it on at 7-hour-head time, and it's going to be like, well, We already took care of that on the pre-show.
Yeah, or they just shouldn't watch the show now. There's no point in watching the show now. Because they're probably going to spoil the best athlete award here in like 10 minutes.
You know what they got to do? I mean, he's becoming the Chuck Norris type deals. Seriously, like some of the most interesting man quotes. Remember that? He gave his father the talk. His passport requires no photograph. When he drives his car off a lot, its price increases in value. Once a rattlesnake bit him after 5 days of excruciating pain, the snake finally died.
Just look up Chuck Norris jokes on the internet?
No, the most interesting man in the world. Once had an awkward moment, just see what it felt like. That's Mahomes. He gets awards. The most interesting quarterback gets awards before he even goes to the show. Anyway, Pete, the big topic today, of course, has been Tyreek Hill still. There's going to be an apology. I'm not going to say apology from TV5. It's a statement. From their news director.
Who knows what it is?
I have no idea what it is. Yeah. I don't even know it's apology or not. It should be. We don't know if it is or not. But if they want to do it right, it would be a full-on apology. And in my opinion, they'd put on that regular newscast, too, not buried it over in KSMO and Facebook page. But I guess this gives them a little bit more time.
Yeah. I'm interested in seeing if I'm the news director. I don't necessarily think that I would have one of my employee, it looks like it's going to be Tom or Danny or whoever, someone over there. I wouldn't have someone that I'm in charge of interviewing me on a mistake that I potentially made. I'd go onto a radio station or someone not affiliated, but they chose to do what they do. At least he's talking. And I think people are wondering what was the thought process. Just like I had said last night, you just wonder if this full audio tape, uninterrupted audio tape was available. Why you didn't play the whole thing, and how you picked the clips that you picked.
Well, it was deemed as non-newsworthy, even though it was extremely newsworthy. You know why? USA Today had it first page. ESPN.com had it. NFL.com. Everybody had it. That, to me, Pete, is newsworthy.
Right.
Especially this time of year, when there's nothing going on.
Right. And like I've said a couple times, and for those who are frequent 610 Sports Radio listeners, I know I'm probably repeating myself a little bit here, But the parts they left out, you can make a case were a little bit even more newsworthy than the parts they left in and hand chose and placed in the story the way they did. So, yeah, I'm interested in hearing what he has to say. Again, it's going to be a little bit controlled because it's on KCTV5, and you get that. But like I said, at least at the very least, he's addressing it.
You and I spent the majority of all 3 hours of the show last night discussing it, playing the audio three separate times in its entirety as we played the audio, gave our reaction. I think a day later, nothing's changed for me. I'm actually even thought about it more. Like, why would you even not play the full audio? I mean, it just, I mean, there's people out here, and there's a lot of people, you know, that said, hey, I wanted to see Tyreek Hill cut, and they're kind of backing off that bandwagon. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to say that because I never said it. You've heard me, Pete. You've been in here, and I always said, let the facts play out. That has been my stance since day one, and I don't have to recant anything because I said, let's let the facts play out before we make a judgment.
And what I have a problem with, too, is a little bit like, okay, so, you know, you say the thing, let the facts play out. Because of the way that KCTV5 handled the audio, people are now looking at the new audio and treating it as fact when you really didn't get any facts from the tape. You got more information to make your decision on how you feel about this thing, which should have been given to you months ago. But again, it's still just as confusing of a situation. I said on Show and Vern earlier today, I'm, you know, backpedaling a little bit on celebrating this too much because it's still a very sad situation. I think the bottom line is in Kansas City, most people probably are ready for this story to be over, to figure out, okay, what's going to be his punishment? Are the Chiefs going to extend him? Just give us the information and at some point here, either decide to root for him, decide to not, but maybe we can all move on. And you just hope that this family moves on and finds some peace there.
It's an ugly situation, but the only reason that I would be happy about this, Pete, and it's not just because, you know, I want him to play for the Chiefs this year.
Right.
It's because I do feel that sometimes people are judged, and sometimes I think could be judged unfairly.
Yeah.
And I think when things are played out in the full context, he's had a lot to lose. He's had a lot to lose. I mean, the guy's built himself up. And if what happened in 14 wasn't even true, that dampened him. Maybe he's a first or second round pick, you know, that in the beginning instead of fifth round pick. This thing has cost him a lot of money if he didn't do anything and he was as innocent as maybe he is, and we don't know. But if he is, it's cost him a lot of money. It's damaging, and I hate that a young man has had to go through that, to be honest with you.
Right, and just like you can't really throw out in your own mind what happened on the tape, you also can't throw out the fact that he pled guilty to this. Again, you got to also keep in mind that this later was expunged and so on and so forth after he did his probation, which was required with the conviction. And there's just a lot of layers to it, and I commend the drive for A, figuring out how to get the audio, B, playing it, responding in such a responsible way, and then giving you even more angles today with the national angle, talking to someone who was there and covered it in Oklahoma, and then had a conversation with Tyreek Hill's roommate at the time. Like, the bad part of this, I think, is there were a couple outlets that just went with one direction and never gave you the full picture. And I think over the last 24 hours, the good thing, if there's anything to say, okay, this is good, is that now we have a little bit more information to make your decision on how you feel about the situation.
If you're driving around and missed it earlier, Carrington and Sean Levine, again, big props to Carrington, Levine, and Brandon Kiley on handling the situation. You know, knowing news and not being able to tell the news for a month, it's tough to do. In this field, it is tough to do, not to formulate your opinions of biased opinions, because they had to go through the proper channels, went through the legal channels, everything else was verified. I mean, it took a while. It took a while to get the air, so I commend the way that they handled it. I thought it was classy the way they did it. They gave it full context, and I commend that show and what they did.
And that's the thing, and you know, you plug it often. I run arrowheadpride.com now. We're lucky enough to be in the room sometimes at press conferences and get to ask questions, so on and so forth. And if Andy Reid says something like, hey, we're starting a new wide receiver this week, or that's probably a bad example, we're starting a new tight end, right? You run to the computer and you want to get this news up. You try to be as fast as you possibly can. When it comes to these type of situations, you have to wait, and you got to be careful about how you word some things. And I think that a lot of people in Kansas City, whether, you know, be a news outlet or a person, learned from this incident to just be careful with how you word things and the things you say. Because, I mean, if you say the wrong thing too fast, or you play the wrong clip, or you choose to do things a certain way, and you're not thinking about it and fully vetting the, it's irresponsible. So you got to when it's this sensitive of a subject, slow down and get it right and get the information out there correct.
And don't ruin a guy's image. Don't ruin a guy's image.
Well,
it's extremely
forget
dangerous.
About the image.
It's extremely careless. Forget about extremely
the
dangerous.
It's not even an image thing. It's run the truthful information. That's what we're called to do. Run the info.
Yeah, and the way that the audio is presented here is make your own judgment.
Right.
Make your own judgment. Make your own opinion. Pete, you heard an interview today on The Drive, and I really liked it too. Sam Wren, who was the roommate of Tyreek Hill, I thought he gave some pretty good insight, you know, in the whole dynamic that was there.
Right.
And I thought the interview was outstanding. The Drive did. And we'll play that next. Hear what the roommate of Tyreek Hill had to say when he was his roommate at Oklahoma State next.
Been at night.
Welcome back to Big and I, Jay Binkley, Pete Sweeney, Editor-in-Chief, ArrowheadPride.com, and Chris Uno Cero. Pete, you heard this interview. I heard this interview. Sam Wren's his name. He played a couple of seasons at Oklahoma State and happened to be roommates with Tyreek Hill. And I thought it was an interesting single perspective. Let's put it this way, a single
right.
perspective of Tyreek Hill. And I just thought it was interesting, just all different angles, but again, one person's opinion.
Right, right. I think that's important. I mean, this was what you're about to hear is Tyreek Hill's roommate. So, of course, if you're roommates and friends with someone, you're going to feel a certain way about them. But again, I felt that this felt like more information of someone on the ground that could kind of paint the picture of what Hill was like back then, because now it's a long time ago. I mean, it's a long time ago, but it's just resurfacing now because of the audio. And again, I think it's just important to keep in mind, we still, even after you hear this interview, and it's interesting, don't 100% know exactly what went down. But again, it provides just another perspective as we try and paint as good of a picture we can of what this relationship was and is.
I've tweeted this thing out several times. Tyreek Hill, it was in the 2014 Oklahoma State recruiting class. Mason Rudolph, James Washington, in the exact same recruiting class as Tyreek Hill. That was some talent there for Gundy bringing in there. But here's Sam Wren. He's the former roommate of Tyreek Hill.
Oh, it was great, man. We had fun, you know. Just chill. We really was like in-house, you know. Just sit around, play the game, work out. And you really just stay focused on our next opponent in the games.
How close would you say that you and Tyreek Hill were during this time?
Oh, we was close. I mean, I talked to him, he talked to me, you know, Tyreek was kind of the guy just to sit in the room and play the game. Like I say, I played the game a lot, so he was pretty cool, pretty close in that area.
What circumstances led you guys to live together? Was it assigned by the school? Did you guys optionally choose to live together? Like what brought this together?
I had seen him, my first time ever meeting Tyreek, he was just sitting in the, advisory room, and, I went up to him and talked to him, you know, he told me he was highly ranked player and all that, and then we just started talking about the game, man. It all revolved around the game, and, you know, we were just talking about how good we was, and then we just started playing, and next thing you know, we kind of related to each other, we was getting cool, and we just decided to be roommates.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Wren. He played at Oklahoma State from 2013 to 2014 and was roommates with Tyreek Hill. When exactly did Crystal come into the picture?
I can't say exactly when, but it was probably like 2 months after we moved to Aspen Heights. And I just started seeing her come around, you know. She's a pretty cool person, you know. I really don't have any bad words about her, but you know, other than the 2014 situation, but she's a pretty cool person. I really don't have anything bad to say about her.
Was it, Sam, just a typical boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, or were they fighting, I guess, more often?
Oh, yeah, a typical boyfriend-girlfriend thing. You know, go out to eat, enjoy each other, you know, have a fuss every now and then. It was never physical, though, never.
When you say it wasn't physical, was it ever verbal fussing? Was it, like, how would you kind of characterize when they fussed?
It was more like a... Well, the time that I seen, he was more like Tyreek trying to do something, and she was just sitting there, and I guess you know how it goes. He wanted to just enjoy himself, play the game. Sometimes they'll argue about certain things like that. But it was never, like, harsh or any foul words, not that I seen.
So I imagine when all this stuff came out, the negative stuff about Tyreek Hill, knowing him personally, you had to be pretty surprised with all the stuff
about
his character.
Man, it was killing me. I wanted to speak out like I am now about it, man. He's a great dude. The world has him totally wrong. You know, he's far from an animal. Far. He's far from an animal, man. He really just focuses on what football, and the guy just plays the game, man. The guy just plays the game. You know, that's all we ever did.
Sam, when you talk about the world having them wrong, would you say the world has Tyreek wrong, Crystal wrong, or both of them
Tyreek wrong? Tyreek Hill wrong, yes. Yes, they have him wrong because he's far from an animal. He's far from it.
How about her, in your opinion?
If you want my honest opinion on her, she tries to use leverage, you know. She waits for him to do stuff and tries to hold it over his head. You know, the actual incident in 2014, he had put out the room, and, you know, it wasn't physical, you know. He picked her up, put out the room, and next thing I know, he's going to jail. It was so surprising. It was like, what's going on?
Right now we're talking to Sam Wrenn. He was Tyreek Hill's roommate in 2014. You bring up the incident in 2014. Where were you whenever this alleged incident took place?
Well, I was back and forth from the house because I had my wife now, Cherish Wrenn. I was staying over there. I was going back and forth. And I can't tell you detail for detail because it's been a while back, but I was over there when they were there. That's why I can say he put her out. I can't say I heard them arguing because I didn't. But what I did see, they were just kind of separated and mean looking. You know, I just figured something was wrong, but I was on the move, so I left. You know, I left out the house, and next thing I know, like I say, Tyreek Hill's in a cop car.
Did you know that about a month before there had been a 911 phone call from the place?
From the home?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I sent Tyreek Hill plenty of text messages about her, if you want me to be honest with y'all. And it was just because of one incident. We was all chilling, and next thing you know, she mentions, if anybody touches me, I'm going to call the police. Well, I understand that, but it was nothing going on at that time for her to say that. You know what I mean? So I had started telling Tyreek about her way before then because I knew he was it could lead to trouble.
Just texting, like, questions about her character type stuff?
Yeah, and telling him, man, hey, I would stay away, you know. That's what I was telling him, but, you know, we all got our own preference.
Sam, going back to the text messages, what kind of gave you a different feel? Because you say kind of in the beginning you thought Crystal was cool and you guys would hang out, and then towards the, as we got closer to the incident, you started to have a different feeling about Crystal. What changed?
Just that comment that she had made that day, and, you know, that's what I look for. I mean, any person, any female who says something like that, I feel like that's what they're supposed to do. First of all, no male should be touching a female. Let me get that clear. But when nothing was going on for her to say that, and then she says it, I just look at Tyreek in a joking way at first, but, you know, as things start to progress, you know, I was just telling the man, you know, they have arguments, they have fusses. You know how people are these days. I was just telling the man, you might want to watch out, you know, it could get tricky.
Right now we're talking to Sam Wrenn. He was Tyreek Hill's roommate in 2014. From 2013 to 2014, he played football at Oklahoma State. So you and Tyreek Hill are very close. Whenever you tell him, hey, watch out about Crystal, what was his response? What was his reaction?
Well, Tyreek being Tyreek, he doesn't respond. He didn't respond. He didn't listen or none of that. He just kept doing what he does, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just what he did. You know, he just kept on going and living his life. He really didn't take too much heed into what I was saying.
Going back to 2014 and the incident a little bit, what was Tyreek Hill like after the alleged incident in December?
He was confused, if you want to be honest, because, I mean, he really was just trying to understand what was going on, you know. I mean, he had been put in a position to and accused of something that he didn't do. And, you know, my best thing was I was watching him, you know. I was my friend, you know. I was there for him. I was trying to help him any way I could. And, you know, he was just confused looking, you know. It was just like, what's going on? What's the next step? You know, is my life ruined?
There was a part in the audio tape, I don't know if you've heard it or not, where she asked Tyreek Hill where the bruises came from, and Tyreek Hill didn't answer the question. You talked about him putting her out of the room. In your opinion, where do you think the bruises came from?
I can't answer that question because I know for a fact it didn't come from Tyreek. That's all I can say. He did not hit her. He did not hit her.
What makes you so sure that Tyreek Hill never hit her?
I just don't see him as that type of person, first of all. And, I mean, I'm with him. I was with him, like, 24-7. So, like, I didn't see any aggression in that type of way from Tyreek. Like, you know, talking about a female in a disrespectful manner or something like that. I didn't hear it. You know, I can't speak for anybody else but me. Personally, I didn't hear or see him do anything like that. So that's why I'm saying that.
Right now we're talking to Sam Wren from 2013 to 2014. He played at Oklahoma State. He was Tyreek Hill's roommate in 2014. What else do we not know about Tyreek Hill? Like from your time and being around him, your time being around Crystal, your time being around their relationship, what do we not know about Tyreek Hill?
He just to himself, man. I mean, all this attention that he's getting, I'm pretty sure he don't like that. But I can't really say. I just know he's a loner, man. He just like to chill and just do his thing, focus on what he has to focus on and keep going. You know, he likes to play sports, you know, basketball, all that. You know, he just likes to stay out of trouble. And it's just crazy how trouble found him, though, you know, from going all the way back to 2014, even till now, you know. But, you know, that's just what it is.
Sam, I want to clarify before we get you out of here. Do you believe that Tyreek Hill is innocent of the incident in 2014?
Yes, guaranteed.
Pretty emphatic right there, Sam Wren, former roommate and teammate of Tyreek Hill at Oklahoma State.
And I think it's important to say after that interview, he was basing his you could hear in his voice, he was basing his opinion on whether or not he had struck his current fiance back then based upon his character. He wasn't there at the time, doesn't really know. He said the next thing he knew, Tyreek was in a cop car. But, it does say something about Tyreek's character back then. It's also important to note, you know, when we're going through this, people act differently depending on who they're with. I mean, you may act differently with your family than you do your boys, so on and so forth. But again, I think in the spirit of transparency, in the spirit of painting the full picture, it's just another interesting point to put out there when it comes to Hill and his relationship in the past and so on and so forth.
That's the voice of Pete Sweeney, editor-in-chief, arrowheadpride.com. We need to take a timeout. We come back. NFL.com has best trios. Quarterback, receiving option, and running back. Where do they put the Chiefs? I'll tell you next.
Bing at night. The all-new 435 Podcast Network. Now up at 610sports.com.
Welcome back to Bing at Night. Jay Binkley, editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride. Pete Sweeney and Kristen Osero producing. Pete Sweeney's hard at work. He double dips, he multitasks, he's writing stories. He's caught off guard a little bit because Pete's got the laptop and he's with him and he was prepared, you know, to be able to have a little time to sit there and write his story. But he finds himself with ESPN giving the damn awards out before he even starts. He's still for a loop. He's like, damn it, they already gave it to him.
I am. I'm typing up a story now. Patrick Mahomes wins ESPY Award for best NFL player. I noted in the story that the shoes he's currently wearing,
yes,
somehow have not won any ESPY Awards yet. Some positive reviews for the shoes so far, though, Chris. It's seeming like
you could have had this already almost written. Do you have it pre-written?
Some of them shoes.
ML athlete.
Yeah, I mean they're getting some positive feedback on Twitter.
No, they're just. Let's be honest about these shoes. They're terrible. It's embarrassing to see him go out there and wear these on television.
Would you wear them to a wedding or something?
No, I'm not I wouldn't be caught dead in these shoes.
I like them.
They look like my body would literally get up and run away from someone trying to put them shoes on.
They look like purple waves.
I couldn't pull them off. It'd look ridiculous.
Nah, Jay, I mean, don't say that. You could pull them.
I could not pull those off.
Come on.
Bink couldn't.
No. I could not pull those off.
Bink couldn't pull them.
Bink, tell me a few things
I love
that
Bink
pull
has
off.
The self-awareness that Patrick Mahomes
does
not have.
I'm in here. I'm trying
have.
To make our pal Bink feel a little bit better that he could pull off. And Chris is just shooting you
I'm
down.
Here's the thing.
They always say dress for the job you want.
Here's the thing is like you need we need
what
to be.
What job do you get with those
radio.
Shoes?
We need to be realistic with ourselves in these situations. Nobody can pull those damn shoes off. The best part of life is when you realize who you are and you're able to be yourself truly.
What about like Usher in his prime? Maybe or
no.
Jay-Z or somebody.
Jay-Z definitely can't wear them damn shoes. I think Jay-Z be trying to pull shoes off like that now. It don't work.
I was telling somebody
you're a hater.
Today.
You're drinking a hater.
I'm not drinking hater.
At lunch.
Just bringing truth out here.
Out eating barbecue at a nice barbecue restaurant. And I said, you dress how you want, radio. They always say you dress for the job you want, right? I guess I want to be in sports radio still, so I'm just dressed like a sports radio guy. We don't exactly dress to the nines.
You could be a competitive eater or something, too. Like, I feel like that's a good outfit to practice.
Absolutely.
Eating some chicken.
Absolutely.
I was making fun of Rocco when he was in here, what was it, a couple weeks ago? Because he was dressed business casual. He had the 6'10" jersey on.
Yeah, Rocco had the
slacks on. I was like, whoa, you are overdressed for this job.
It's not Rocco either.
Twitter,
I mean, the slacks, that's
Twitter
like,
account, girl, that's Rocco. Don't forget that.
Yeah, no,
make sure you plug that.
Yeah, he was way overdressed for the job. I was like, bro, just come in here in some sweatpants or some shorts, and you are good. And bring a hoodie, because it is always too damn cold in this damn building to walk around here in a T-shirt.
Rocco's a young man. It's got a lot of manners. I wish more people like Rocco. You'll run into him once in a while, doing as much high school games as I did, and Chris doing high school football show with me a couple years ago. It's always yes, sir, and all that, you know, real discipline.
Yeah, he did say sir. I was like, stop saying that.
He did. Did he call you sir?
I think he did. And hey, I think he referred to Craig Stout
as Mr. Stout.
Swanson, I was like, don't you ever call him Mr. Stout ever again.
He called me Mr. Binkley a couple times, and I keep looking around for my dad.
He called you Mr.
Okay, first of all, I told him. I said, dude, you got to lose that. And two...
Maybe that's what we should rename the show, Mr. Binkley and
Mr.
Pete.
Mr. Binkley at night.
For one.
Mr. Binkley and Pete.
If he's around 6'10 for a while, he'll get fat, he'll start dressing like crap, and he'll stop saying sir.
Anybody who gets in this industry, there's a lot of people that ask questions how to get in this industry. Invest in some joggers. That's my number one.
Get fat.
Invest in some joggers and get you some headphones.
I'm getting fatter every day, and I get more and more shows. So you might have a point to that.
Well, the one thing about it is you're comfortable in your own skin. And Pete, you've been to enough press boxes. You know how it is.
Free food, man.
I always think it's funny. And I've always, media cracks me up too, because they'll show up at Royal Stadium all the time. And, you know, sports writers, you know, they travel a lot. They work a lot. They're tired. You know, they'll go just grabbing food with their hands. They won't use the, you know, utensils. They look around and see if I was looking. They have cheese all over their shirt. But the Arrowhead press box, the cookies are always gone. The donuts are always gone.
Good cookies, good brownies, good nachos.
What's left is
good
fruit.
Popcorn. Yeah, there's fruit there.
The fruit bowl never gets touched.
Yeah.
Talking about the Chiefs?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Nobody touches that.
Yeah, so the cookies are gone.
The cookies are always gone.
They just take that fruit bowl and put it out again next week. Same fruit bowl.
Yeah.
Week 17 as it is week one.
I'll never forget a couple years ago at the NFL draft that they do. They do a nice spread. The Chiefs really do, since Andy Reid's been coach. It's been a good spread. Very good spread. I remember him looking at me the first year he was here and said, you like the food? He likes big fellas. He
loves Ryan.
This kinship that he has with the bigger fellas. He's always been that way with Therese, too. But Therese was on this diet. Therese looks great. And they brought all this food, and Therese brings, like, his own lunch. Huge spread. And I'm like, that was for Therese, a lot of this stuff. And now it's not going to go eating.
Draft weekend at the Chiefs facility is the best weekend when it comes to food. And I found out last year for the first time, and I think it was the first time for Adam Teicher, too, who's been on the beat forever, of the AFC title game spread that we had all week, which was great. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the gig. During these big events, they'll put out and they feed you, and it's usually pretty good food.
Pete, one thing I did want to get into, but we didn't have time to get into, we will get into next. Triplets, quarterback, running back, receiver. It's always important to have good triplets in the NFL. If you want to call yourself a good team, you need some triplets. I'm talking about going to Aikman and Irvin and Emmett Smith in the backfield. You can throw in a little Jay Novacek either tight end. Where do the Chiefs fit in with their talent they have? I'll tell you that next.
Bink at Night.
Welcome back to Bink at Night. My favorite thing to do is watch Pete work. Pete's going to take a little bit of vacation. Pete Sweeney, editor-in-chief, arrowheadpride.com. He's even tweeted at his own tweet, which is, I find, incredible. He puts a story out on arrowheadpride.com, tweets about it, uses his own Twitter account, PG Sweeney, to tweet at his own tweet that he put out on Arrowhead Pride. That's very impressive.
Here's the deal. I'm in charge of the brand, and the brand has a certain voice, I think, that we go for that isn't my voice. And so I try to keep that different from – so my snarky answer is not going to be the same as the information. So that's what you end up with.
In case you're wondering, Patrick Mahomes has already won an ESPY for the best NFL player. They handed him this award on the red carpet. Again, he didn't have to go in. They just give it to him, and he's still up for the what's the other award he's up for?
Best male athlete.
So he's still got a chance to get that.
Yeah, and
he's going against the other MVPs of the other sports.
He
basically
will. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. The people he's going up against later tonight, Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox, Giannis of Milwaukee Bucks, and then Brooks Koepka of golf. So, I mean, again.
But Koepka's tough, though.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be Koepka.
Koepka's tough.
I'm almost positive it's Mahomes. You looked at
hey, give some golfers some respect.
Wait. You said for best athlete, Koepka?
They're people too.
That is not an athletic sport.
Besides Mahomes, he's probably the second
you are not
most
an athlete.
Guy.
I knew that you were Charles Barkley plays golf right now.
That is a load of crap.
No, Charles Barkley. If Charles Barkley can play that is not athletic.
Charles Barkley cannot play golf. Have you seen him play golf?
He plays it. He doesn't do it very well, but he still plays it. Get the bleep out of here. No.
Hell, we all try to do a lot of things.
No, that's not athletic. You're not winning. You don't even deserve to be in the competition for best athlete if you're just
Mahomes.
Are you kidding me? No. You would never say Tiger Woods is an athlete. Tiger Woods is the most polarizing athlete in the world. And you can't say that.
I've never looked at golf in the same light
Tiger Woods
as NFL and basketball and baseball. Man. I've never looked at golf that way.
You never looked at Tiger Woods as an athlete. That's
not
insane.
Not the same way with Michael Jordan. No.
He might be the greatest athlete ever of our generation, Tiger Woods. He's definitely the winningest. He's the best.
Well, he's winningest, sure, but he's not that great.
Oh, he's got more championships than LeBron and Jordan would ever hope to have.
Well, let's not start comparing an individual sport to a team sport like that.
Yeah, let's not talk about a team sport to an individual sport. An individual sport wins it because of the individual, when sometimes it takes a team.
I don't look at golf as anything athletic.
That's ridiculous. You see these guys lately? They work out.
That is it. And NASCAR guys work out too. I don't think that's athletic. They sit in a hot car. No, I don't think that's
NASCAR
athletic.
Drivers are athletes too.
No, they're not.
You ever driven 500 miles without peeing?
That's not athletic.
They do pee in their
What is athletic about? What is athletic about not pissing on yourself for driving 500 miles?
Sometimes they do. I've
There's nothing athletic about that.
You're being awful quiet, Pete.
You guys are passionate about this. I want to let you hash it out.
Pete understood the context, and he was like, let me just get out of the way.
No, he thinks bloggers are
athletes. I want to let you hash it out.
He wanted to just let us go at it.
Yeah. I'm not passionate about this subject.
Tiger Woods is the most recognizable athlete in the world.
No, he's not. Cristiano Ronaldo is way more recognizable. Get out of here with that. Cristiano Ronaldo, way more recognizable. Lionel Messi, way more recognizable.
It depends on what you're talking about, not in the United States.
You just said the world.
I said
you
did world.
Not, you said the world.
They know who Tiger Woods is in China.
You
Japan.
Just said the world, so we're not
I'm
talking
saying,
about the United States.
There's a lot of parts of the world that don't like soccer.
There are a lot more parts in the world that like soccer than like golf. And I guarantee you that's the truth.
I think LeBron's up there, too.
LeBron's way more recognizable than Tiger, too. Basketball more popular than golf.
LeBron
basketball
is right up
is
there
way
with
more
him,
popular than
but
golf.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, basketball, knew Tiger Woods more. In his heyday, nobody knew any player more than Tiger Woods.
Basketball.
The guy is recognizable in any country in this world.
I don't think that's true. I think LeBron way more recognizable than Tiger is.
See, to put the parameters way is ridiculous. You can make an argument that I think he is and whatever, but you cannot say what. You cannot definitively say Tiger Woods. Listen here, young son.
Uh-oh.
You're forgetting how good
he
was.
Bringing up the young car.
You're forgetting how good he was.
Bringing up the young car now.
You
like I wasn't
knee.
Alive when Tiger Woods was
in
his day.
Listen here. People know Tiger Woods.
I'm not saying people don't know him. I'm just saying more people know LeBron than they know Tiger Woods.
Why?
And there's a ton of soccer players that are more well known around the world than Tiger Woods.
Here's the good thing about it. If right now your Marlins man have a bunch of cash, you can go see literally probably make an argument for the best players in the history. Like you can go to the golf course and see Tiger Woods, arguably the best golfer ever. Needs to catch Jack, but still. You could say that there's more competition because he created competition. He created his own monsters. And then you got LeBron playing basketball. Make an argument for LeBron. That's fine. I can deal with that. And then in other sports, though you don't have hockey because it's a great one. Gretzky retired long ago. But you can still make an argument. You can go to see the NFL and see Tom Brady, the GOAT with six rings. I mean, we're seeing some of the greatness now. And we talk about other generations. See, these are our guys. So when our kids get older, or grandkids, you can talk about how good Tiger Woods was, LeBron, because they'll forget about him. They'll forget about him at some point.
We have the internet.
Kids today forget about how good Jordan was. No, because there's more memes now and everything.
We have the internet. I know you can go on YouTube and watch all of Michael Jordan's games.
Big difference. If the internet was around when Bo Jackson played, that'd be insane. I can't even imagine the marketing power of him. But to say Tiger Woods is an international sensation,
I just don't think he's the more recognizable than one of your hottest or the top soccer players. He's like Cristiano Ronaldo is way more recognizable. Lionel Messi, way more recognizable. LeBron, significantly more recognizable because basketball is significantly more popular than golf is, not just here in the United States, but around the world too.
Tiger Woods transcends. Tiger Woods is a
LeBron
person.
LeBron transcends
Tiger
too.
Woods is a transition that guys that don't even play golf or their spouses that don't even play golf recognize Tiger Woods.
And that doesn't happen with LeBron?
Everybody does.
That doesn't happen with LeBron?
I think so to some extent, but Tiger Woods is an international superstar, man.
So is LeBron.
I think so too, but I can't say that he's way more popular.
He's way more popular. Sorry you couldn't be a part of this discussion.
Oh,
Pete.
I hate when people say
sorry you couldn't
way.
Be part of this discussion.
I hate
discussion,
when young
Pete.
Generation says way.
Why?
It's really because it's preponderous. It's like preponderous? That's the best football game I've ever seen. That's what I hear from people. They didn't see football in the 70s and 80s.
Football in the 70s and 80s wasn't as good as football today.
Yeah, but you never even watched Lawrence Taylor. I mean, you didn't.
I didn't. You're right. You're 100%
right.
You're
100%
right.
Rusher,
but those games were not
you're
as
probably
fun
not
as the
even
games
bringing
today.
Up Lawrence Taylor. You're probably not bringing up Von Miller and all these guys. You're not bringing up LT.
He's so angry.
NFL triplets.
We didn't even get to that. We're going to tease that until like 8:30.
This generational gap is sometimes bothersome. They gave the Chiefs number 5, by the way. Mahomes.
They gave that was the quick preview.
They gave him the best
we'll talk
quarterback.
About it in
running back Damien Williams, they gave him 28th. And they gave Travis Kelce the 8th best pass catcher, which gave him a total ranking and put him 5. The four teams they had ahead of him, the Packers with Rodgers, Jones, and Devontae Adams, the Browns at 3. We're saying the Browns have the third best triplets with Mayfield, Chubb, and Beckham. Beckham helped that rank.
It's always going to bother people when three guys haven't played together yet and they get such a high ranking. It's a tough thing to do. It's a bold thing to do because you don't know how it's going to work. But those are three talented guys.
And here's the thing to be concerned about because this is legit. Phillip Rivers ranked 3rd amongst quarterbacks. Melvin Gordon ranked 7th. Keenan Allen 9th. That's a pretty good trio right there. Between Gordon, Allen, and Rivers. Number 1, Saints. Breeze, Kamara, and Michael Thomas. Hard to argue that one.
I think there's something, too, to be said. And you look at those top three quarterbacks in Breeze, Rivers, and Mayfield. There is an aspect of when are Breeze and Rivers going to fall off. Those guys are way older than Mayfield. Mayfield's certainly on his way up. Again, I don't necessarily expect Breeze and Rivers to fall off, but that's worth noting. You never know when that can happen. Tom Brady, certainly the outlier when it comes to old guys who are performing, like still being able to win championships and so on and so forth.
Well, Pete, you have things to do. You got to go watch the franchise. I DVR'd the franchise. I did not DVR the award show.
Big Garrick Dieter night tonight on the franchise.
I'll just check out arrowheadpride.com and get all the info.
Best male athlete coming up a little bit later. So, big night.
Tiger Woods and LeBron.
I don't know if they're even going to have Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is
Tiger Woods at the ESPYs, considering he's not an athlete.
Tiger Woods, come on, man.
Just kidding.
To say Tiger Woods is one of the most recognizable athletes ever in the world, JK. Ever.
Hey, JK.
I wasn't even over here, and I couldn't defend myself. He was just slandering me.
No, I wasn't. I was just saying that was dumb.
No, it's not dumb.
It's not dumb. It's not dumb as in the sense of dumb, because LeBron's very popular. But he can't hold a candle to championships of Tiger Woods. Can't even sniff it.
It doesn't mean anything.
Tiger Woods has four opportunities to win a championship per year, though.
Yes, I'm saying. That's like saying that Serena Williams and Roger Federer are bigger stars than LeBron James.
You're also playing a sport in which you created a lot of the young guns because you were so good and everybody
that
got...
That has nothing to do with marketability.
Everybody got into your sport because of you.
That has
guys
nothing
were
to
still
going to
play basketball without LeBron. They were still going to play basketball. Guys got into golf. Tiger Woods created his own monsters.
That has nothing to do with marketability.
Come on, man.
That
Come on, man.
That has literally nothing to do with marketability.
To downplay Tiger Woods like that is an absolute.
I'm not downplaying. I'm just saying he's not more recognizable than Tom Brady. That's not downplaying him. I mean, not Tom Brady, but LeBron James. That's not downplaying him. LeBron James is pretty damn recognizable.
Well, it should be Tom Brady, six rings, but I can't say
he's probably more recognizable than Tom Brady because football is not an international
sport. Sitting in Switzerland drinking a beer at a bar. I think people know who Tiger Woods is before Tom Brady even.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that because football's not as popular as golf is internationally.
I digress.
But basketball is way more popular than
Two guys in a brewery coming up at 7:30. Coming up next, though, we'll get back to Will Shields. Will Shields said some interesting things on Good Morning Football about the Chiefs and the Super Bowl. I bring you that next.
Bing at night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.